two things I wanted to speak about tonight. First of all, I just wanted to say a few more points about last week's shir, about Eid HaShem Ken, after be thanking the Eid HaShem for Golos. Second thing that I at least want to start is discussing what is the point of davening every day for Mashiach. The Eid HaShem needs to be reminded constantly. He forgot from last few minutes ago. What are we accomplishing through davening every day? Even though we're davening for 2,000 years, we're all that tefillahs behalf of Larik, nothing was accomplished. Yeah, so we have to explain. But anyway, first, it was last week. So just a few points, just I came across a few interesting things.
The question goes on everything. What are we davening
for? Yeah, 100%. But Mela, if someone is davening for something personal, you could say that maybe... Chais, here you're talking about something that's negeya for Klal Yisrael, the whole Klal Yisrael is davening for it. Yeah. Klal Yisrael, I'll get to that. Yeah. Good. So, regarding what we spoke about last week is like this. So you have, the Pasuk says, Eid HaShem Ken Aftab, you'll thank David Shef for the Golos. So I mentioned last week a few points in it. I mentioned there's a few explanations. One is that the Golos is taka bad, but some things, you know, something that, in other words, later when you see the positive that came through the negative, you're meichel the negative, say it was worth it to go through that pain, you know, to get the gain, lefum tzara agra, right? Another thing is that you see that the negative thing itself was really good, gamzula teva, right? We discussed last week, there's different levels, the negative thing leads to good, the negative thing itself is good. Truth is, there's really another thing that Rebbe says, the other thing of loss of love is not only is Eid HaShem Ki Onaftabi, is that Gam Zula Toiva, the bad, we'll see how the bad itself is good, but a deeper point is that the bad will be transformed to good. It's Hapcha HaShecha Neira, not just Al Binus Gala the Toiv, the good, we reveal the good that's hidden in Golos, but there's Taka Negative, there's a Cheshech, but that'll be transformed to light. So that's a deeper thing. That's the Rebbe says, as a famous sikh, I spoke about this a while back once, the Rebbe speaks about the fact that when Mashiach will come, the fast will be transformed to good. The sikh in Chedlik Tesavov and Asar B'Tevis. So the Rebbe explains that the reason why the fast will be transformed to good is because tshuva transforms, beside the meaning of tshuva, because the meaning of a fast is why are we fasting? Because we're trying to do tshuva to correct the sin that brought this tragedy. So the Rebbe says over there, there's different levels of tshuva. One unit of tshuva is you take away, you stop sinning. Another thing is through the tshuva leads you to do more mitzvahs. The deepest point of tshuva is that the aved itself turns into a mitzvah, which the Rebbe emphasized many times, the aved itself can never turn into a mitzvah. Shooting someone or eating chazik can never itself be a mitzvah. It means that the nitzitz, the energy that was invested in that action gets turned, transformed to ketusha like it was a mitzvah. So the word of Shuvah Chafichas Doinus Lazochis, Rebbe says, that is the ultimate level of Shuvah will be expressed in the fact that not only will the fast days not be bad, sad days, not only will they be joyous days, but that the fast itself, Vafachti Evlom Lusos, the actual fast itself, so to say the negative experience itself, will be transformed to good.
Yes.
I don't know. Well, all I'm trying to say is that here you have the meaning of hafichas deinus lazochis is dies. Hafichas deinus lazochis, tshuva, you take the negative thing itself, the aveda transformed to good. So based on that understanding of the Rebbe says there's three ways of, three levels. One thing is the fast days won't be sad days. Fine. The second thing is there'll be happy days. Doesn't mean the sad thing itself will be the cause of the joy. On the contrary, you're happy because you left, because it's not a bad day anymore. You're happy that the Golos is over. So that's like the idea of tshuva, that tshuva leads you because you're upset that you did aveiri, do more mitzvahs. And the highest level is that
even if the cause of coming to the second level is by the aveiri. But still...
But that aveiri itself, right. It's not the ultimate level where the aveiri... No, the reason why the aveiri turns into mitzvah is because the aveiri leads to the... Yeah, but in other words, there it's like a person did an aveda. So if he did a chavilis, what does the matter say? If you did bundles of avedas, do bundles of mitzvahs connect them? So the aveda, you didn't, whatever. You were moisif and maisim tovim because you did tshuva, but not that the actual negative act itself was transformed to good. The highest level, the third level, is that the actual negative thing itself, you do such a high tshuva, that gets transformed to good. So the Rebbe says that expresses itself in the fact that the negative thing itself will be transformed to good. So in other words, it's a deep word, that the oit ha-Hashem kionav to be, the negative thing itself, it's like it's hapcha ha-sheichel in hoira. They transform the darkness to light. So it's not only you see the good and the negative, or you see how the negative led to good. Furthermore, you see the good within the negative thing. But this taka is something that's negative, but that gets transformed to light. I saw also interesting mashal. Same name, the Chafetz Chaim. Just interesting mashal last week, was looking for Mishalim. He says somebody's carrying a sack of wheat on his head and trying to bring it home, and there's a hole in the sack. And every second, there's another kernel of wheat falling out. And every kernel of wheat that's falling out gives him a shtach in his heart. You know, he worked hard for this wheat. Next summer comes along, there's a whole field that grew because of all these kernels that fell out. That's Eid Hashem Kionav to be. He thought, he was complaining that these kernels are falling out, but now he had a whole field he didn't work for. So there, that's the good itself, right? There you see that the napshat, he thought it was negative, really wasn't negative. It's a very interesting mushroom. That's a very harsh thing.
But yeah.
Fine. But this is interesting, Marshall. There's another. I mentioned this briefly, but I saw actually that the marker of this word is really the Baal Shem Tov. Actually, they printed really a letter from Baron Strashel. He says he heard from the Altrev the name of the Baal Shem Tov. Now it says that after a Sreifa, the famous word that Rebbeim said many times, Rebbe quoted many times, that after if there's a fire, Rachmanz, on something negative happened, you become rich. Why is that? So the standard explanation is, and the way the Eibishter's Midas is set up, is Chesed Gevura Tiferes. After Gevura, after judgment, comes mercy. So Rabbanim Strashel was writing, and he heard him that the name of the Baal Shem Tov, he connected with the Pasuk, Eid Hashem Kionav Tov. He says, you see, that a father, is, you know, when he has to take care of his kids, sometimes he's nice, sometimes he has to be tough. But if the father has to do something, Shalei Lefiyerech, he has to musar his kid, he has to punish his kid, you know, much more than usual. So that itself is mo'ira by the father afterwards, after he did the, it's mo'ira a much deeper mercy than there was before. So I mentioned that one of the pshatim, not the highest level, one of the ideas of Eid Hashem can have to be, is that after there was the gola, so the rachm, whatever, it's a pshatel, it doesn't explain it really, but that after the negativity of gola, so then that brings up by David that he returns to Din with a much greater love. I just finished off with one more vart on the same topic, discussing how the negative things are turned, how the fast days will be turned into good. So last week I discussed that Rebbe said how we could understand how the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash was a positive thing, right? Because we couldn't have the third Beis Hamikdash without the second, the whole Moshul, this Chassid. So the Rebbe says actually right at the end of the Kutei Sichas Chelek Tes, the last Sicha, Mosei Sabracha, Mamash, right at the end, the Rebbe says like this. One of the negative things in Shiva Sabbatam was why it's a fast day, is because the luchos were broken. So it was a very negative thing, right? Because the luchos were broken, not only there was bruchnis, it was terrible, but begashmis. You know, if the first luchos would have remained complete, he would never have been able to go into galus. No nation would ever have any power over the Jewish people. Moshe broke the luchos, so it's a fast day. But the breaking of the luchos, the pnimius, and according led the Yidden to do tshuva. It says now Shiva Sabbatamas is a negative day. So it's whatever. It's a day we have to transform to go. When Mashiach will come, we're not going to see the negative. We're going. Then will be revealed the positive effect that was accomplished through the breaking of the luchos. So that awakened Yidden to tshuva, which that tshuva eventually, you know, transformed, you know, brought the Yidden to transform the darkness to light, whatever you want to say, brought the Yidden to the highest level. So now, time of Golos, we still have the negative effect of the Shiras of Haluchas, the breaking of Luchas, so we don't see the positive. But then, will be revealed, when the whole story will be over, we'll reach full circle, so to say, then we'll see how the whole thing was really positive. So on the contrary, why should it be a fast day? It'll be a day of joy. So that's another explanation that Rebbe says. You know, another detail that Rebbe explains how loss of love, We'll look at differently, see differently than the other. Again, this wasn't the main point of my shiur. I'm just flying through a few points. It wasn't what I wanted to focus on too much. I just wanted also to say, you mentioned last week Reb Zusha, yeah? So if you want, you could look. So the Sichas, Shabbos, Pasha, Smatas, Masi, Tavshin, Chav, Beis. Rebbe connects with Reb Zusha. I don't know if it's, whatever, not getting back to last week's conversation, but you can look over there. When you get lots of love, David Shul will say there won't be even. There's Yisurim, there's Nechama, and there's Racha. I don't want to get into all the different levels of how Yisurim are perceived, and the highest level of the Yisurim Bechlan, that you're not Yisurim. You mentioned Lassu Lavi, Reb Zusha. Anyway, fine. Okay, Ad Kana Mayim Ramuska, this was just... Yeah, but anyway, what I wanted to speak about like is like this. This is a point, it's something that's very important to speak about. I mean, it's obviously it's hard to discuss an emotional thing intellectually, but there's a very fundamental question that wasn't asked today, wasn't asked yesterday, it was asked by the Shalom, it was asked by the Mabit, it was asked by Gedolei Achronim. What for davening and davening for Mashiach, what's going on? Why isn't Abisha being Mekabal at Tfilis? So what's the point of the Tfilis? The Rebbe mentioned the Shalom also. But there's a few points over here. First of all, the Mabit wrote a sefer called Beis Halakim, one of the Sifrei Yisoid, I would say. Maybe it's not so famous, but he discusses there. He's one of the Sfarim to explain fundamental aspects. Discusses about Mashiach as he's known. He has a number of chapters explaining the fundamentals of Jewish faith. He has a anyway. So he was one of the Deilei Achreinim. So he writes. He has this, on the sefer Beis Halakim. He has a Shara Tefillah. And he devotes a whole chapter to this discussion. Perek Yud Zayin, he speaks about this whole thing. So, I'll mention a few of the points that the basic points that he says. Is he says like this, he says, there's two points that he's really discussing. One thing is, what was the point, why weren't the tefillahs to the previous generations in Skabal? And what was the point of all their tefillahs? What was the point of all of them praying?
It wasn't
the Skabba. So what? It was just Lehavav Larik. They davened and davened Sagarnish Gavarim from them. So he says like this. He says that in order for the tefillah of the Gula to be, for the tefillah of the Taka bring Mashiach, so as we get closer to Mashiach, the more the tefillah has an effect. Right? You could imagine the difference between someone that's davening for Mashiach 1,000 years before the Ketz, and someone is davening for Mashiach 2 days before the Ketz, right? Whatever. In other words, there's... Right. So in other words, it's like a guy that's going to a city, it's much easier for him to accelerate and press down on the gas and get there instead of going 60 miles per hour, go 100 miles per hour. Whereas a guy that's in a car and he has to get, he has to get with somewhere where you need a plane, you understand? Whatever. So he's saying like this. So he says the first generations... He says, Mashiach could have come. There was a lot of all the Yidden, interesting word I'll mention, never said here before, this is Rav David from Tanel. I mentioned in the past a few times his word that he told his Mishamish, he told them not to be afraid of Mashiach, Afraid, how could they greet Mashiach? They're such a low spiritual state. So Mashiach will come, it will be such a great light that every Jew will be able to go. No matter where he's holding, he'll be on the level to go to greet Mashiach. Tell him Shalom Aleichem. There's another very interesting word he said. He said that he's sure, 100% sure, if all the Yidden, all the Gedolei Yisrael from all different groups will come together and they'll say that tomorrow, 2 o'clock p.m., we're making a grand ceremony and all Jews should come together to this place to put on the Big Day Shabbos to greet Mashiach, because I'm 100% sure Mashiach would come. He says, but I'm also 100% sure that the only one that could get all the Jewish people to agree to do this all together would be Mashiach himself. If they would have done it, he says, I'm sure, 100%.
Isn't the story with the guy, what's his name?
Who said
it? Rav David from Tana, was the son from the Matlo Chernobyl.
There was the guy that was part of the...
Talking about the Third World War, I say, sure, yeah, good. So anyway, so that's what he said. I don't think, whatever. So, getting back to what I wanted to say, if the Yidden all together, the Roiv Yidden and that door would have davened, and they would have done tshuva also, he focuses, then they would have taka brought Mashiach.
Roiv Yidden.
Roiv Yidden would have davened, In other words, because, you know, the take of the Gzeiros HaGolos was that much more, the Golos is much more strong. So he says, now we're closer to Mashiach. The Chafetz Chaim also speaks about this a lot in other Sfarim. You don't need so many, you don't need the wall is broken almost, and you don't need to do such major zachis. You don't have to have such a huge effort to break down the wall. So even a regular tefillah, is poil. Or, a smaller tshuva. But what was the point of their tefillahs? So he says an interesting thing. He says, all the tefillahs together, and this is a concept discussed in other Sfarim also, all the tefillahs together all add up together. In other words, when we're davening now, we're not just davening with the tefillah that we have now. All the deiras together, it's Knanas Lagabanak. All the deiras together, all the tefillahs that they daven for Mashiach, is when we are davening now, it's all the tefillahs that are coming together. And when those tefillahs will all come together to the right amount, then it'll, whatever. I mean, we already had enough tefillahs, but I'm saying that's the idea that he explained. So he says, furthermore, these are the next two points he says like this. So it wasn't just that their tefillahs were, was all, all putting in, investing so that we're finally able to cash in on their tefillahs. But he also says, for them also the tefillah helps. Why? He says two things. He says, first of all, they're also going to see Mashiach. Tchiyas HaVeisim are going to stand up. Because they daven for Mashiach, they're going to stand up by Yemeis HaMashiach. Tchiyas HaVeisim. Before Mashiach comes, right, some people say that those that are really daven hard for Mashiach, they'll get up right away so you should be able to see it. The second thing is, he says, and this is the Rebbe also mentioned, I think, the Shalom mentions, that even if the Geula Klolos didn't come, even through their davening, it didn't bring down the Geula Klolos, the ultimate Geula, but in a personal level, they brought down a Yeshua, a Geula Prati for that generation, for whatever it was. There was a certain salvation that they merited through their davening for Mashiach. And if I could add a little notch to this, Rebbe explains many times, Shem Geula Chadu, in other words, that the idea of bringing Mashiach into the world is, so to say, it's a process, right? So, right, you have to bring Mashiach, like Lunam Basi Lagani, from the Kiyah Shvi, the Kiyah Shishi, from the highest sky to lower, right? So, and there's a redemption for Yidden, a small redemption, even though we're still in Golos, but it's all, so to say, connected and it leads up, like the Rebbe spoke about Yud Beis Talmud, how it led to the Gula was we're still, we know that you can't call it Yemei Samashiach, but in other words, the fact that Yud Beis Tammuz was a Geula, for which the Rebbe spoke at them, was for Klal Yisrael, because it was Yiddishkeit that was then being persecuted. It wasn't just a Fidik Rebbe's personal redemption. So that Geula, the Rebbe says, is a Me'ein, is already connected to the Geula of Yemei Samashiach. It's the Hashem Geula Chada. I think Rashi says, we say in Shemoneh Esrei, one of the brachas is Gaal Yisrael, right? What are we davening for, right? Right? We ask the Eibishter to redeem us. What are we talking about? So Rashi, in one place, thinking of Masechta Megillah, he says it's not the Geula. There's two Rashis, there's two different Gemaras. One Gemara says clearly, one source says clearly it's about the Geula, about Mashiach. The other, I think, is Rashi Megillah, someone says that it's the Geula from your Tzaddis. But nevertheless, it's still a connection, because the Geula of a person's personal salvation, it's all right. Each Geula Pratis adds, is connected to the Geula Klolos. But that's the Nikud that he says. The Rebbe adds on that. The Rebbe says, that our Rebbe writes in Tanya Gera, such of a Perek Yud Aleph, which we mentioned before, that when the Yid says a tefillah, right away the thing is affected. It says, when the Yidden say, Slach Lanu, so their Avedas are right away forgiven. Ilu Zochul, and if they would have merited, right away Mashiach would have come. In other words, when you daven and you say, Gol Yisrael, the tefillah is really, technically it should happen. The fact that it doesn't happen is some Meniyah V'Yikuv got into the way, but the tefillah does make it happen. And I'll add, there's a very important point to keep in mind. The point, in other words, in the Kudah that I'm trying to say is, every tefillah for the Gula is Poyal Gula. It brings it closer. It brings it down more clear. In other words, every tefillah is necessary, and every Gula, every tefillah is needed, because every tefillah, When you're downing the Rebbe, you asked before about every tefillah. There's a mimer of the Rebbe, Vayikash Tavshin Chafei, I think it's Tavshin Chafei. It's Mugen, it's Mugen, like a mimer somewhere. The Rebbe says over there, part that I don't understand. The Rebbe says when you daven, not only you're accomplishing that lamayla, right? A person is davening, David should show him chesed, so he's accomplishing that lamayla above, David should give him chesed. He said when a person davens, the tefillah is in the sky down here. You don't see it? Fine. Like somebody remember, there was a tape, people learning that Rabbi was giving a shim to the smirers. People asked the most pshat, he's davening, the guy should live and he passes away. So what happened? The guy didn't. But he says, that's what the Mimer says. We don't. Right now we don't see it. When Mashiach will come, we'll see how every tefillah accomplished, not that it accomplished it above. It came down here, just it's like locked up in a box. You don't see it. So every tefillah does accomplish something. Good. Now.
The Rebbe in the Maimer says,
so every tefillah accomplishes something, and in other words, it's like the Rebbe said, "What geshinat masa mitanemus," right? I mean, the Rebbe is not the first one to say it. But in other words, if a yid davens beemus, you know, every tefillah has some emes that could tell mitanemus, will bring it down bepel. But every tefillah is poil. Now, the question is, like I mentioned before. There's a few more points here to discuss, but one of the questions is, people say, Eibishet always needs to be reminded. So now they're going to say, you need every tefillah, fine, but if you have like this, you have, an interesting Gemara over here. The Gemara says, so Menachas Pei Zayin Amad Aleph. Says that on the walls of Yerushalayim, David should appointed watchmen the whole day and the whole night. Tomid lo yechshu, the never silent hamaskirim es Hashem, they remind David should al domi lochem. That's what that means. That David shouldn't be quiet. They shouldn't be quiet. What are they saying? What are they saying? So Rabbi Barashil, the two malachim, one malach said, the two opinions. One opinion says that at the Sakum Trachim, seeing that now is the time, the Eibishter should have mercy on Sion. Other Pasuk said, the other one says, if Nachman Yitzchak brings the Pasuk, Bein Yerushalayim Hashem, the Eibishter built Yerushalayim. So the Marsha explained that every single day, it's an interesting word, the Marsha, it's a very sadistic word, although it comes here, B'derech Haga, a very fundamental point, that every single day, they're saying, at the Sakum Trachim, Sion, the Pasuk says, Ki Eitz Lechenana, now is the time to have mercy on Sion. And the pasuk Bein Yerushalayim Hashem, the Eibishter builds Yerushalayim, is a lashon hoiva, is a present. The Eibishter is building, not He will build. So he says that in other words, every single day is a zman for the gula, and these malachim, their job is the Eibishter put them there to constantly remind them, so to say, to bring Mashiach. What does it mean to remind him? So here you have the Tzemach Tzedek brings down on this pasuk, I think, in Neir HaTorah, he brings down as a clay pas. He says, I don't need to remind the Eibishter. The idea of reminding the Eibishter is to be Meir Rachman, right? To awaken mercy. The Eibishter knows, but reminding me to be Meir Rachman. But there's on the Tzemach Tzedek, I think, says another word. He says, similar to what Chassidus says, the idea of that by Golos, so to say, the Eibishter in a revealed way, Solik Leila Leila, like he's. It's in a different realm. You don't see that he's really, it doesn't appear that he's involved there. So remembering the idea of Zikar and reminding someone means something that's like insignificant, like far away. So you have to be mo'ira that Eibishter shouldn't be la'elo, la'ela, you know, all the way up. Huh? So to bring him down, to bring him begilu. Huh? What's it says? Why? No, in other words, in Golos, so to say, Kutsha B'richu B'Golos Salik Leila Leila, right? The Zayir says that. So in other words, you don't see, yeah, I'll put it this way, let me put it this way. I'll put it this way and you'll understand what I'm trying to say. The Rebbe asks, what's the point of screaming at Moshe? The Eibishter can't bring Mashiach. The Rebbe says, the Eibishter wants to see, I mean, again, we don't need to go through this, but so the Rebbe says, Rebbe wants to see that we mean it with an emes, so yeah. You scream again and again.
So
No. So the word is, when you mean it with an emes, das is mo'ir de Eibishter alein. It's nish taish to zog, not pshat, you're saying the words. In other words, is the word, you have to be mo'ir the etzim of Eibishter. The etzim of Eibishter kvayochel, so to say.
You get your etzim.
You have to, in other words, Eibishter's etzim kvayochel is merum u'menusa. In other words, you have to awaken his essence, so it has to reach your essence. So davening and again, shouldn't be that every tefillah you get more disappointed, more disappointed. On the contrary, every tefillah is supposed to dig deeper. But I'm saying this is my interpretation. But you look in the Torah, it's on page Reish Sadik Chas, I think, at the next page. I think it's there, if not somewhere else. I think he discusses the Rebbe. Anyway, what time is it? The Rebbe mentioned, huh? Yeah, just finish off. Kitzer. There's much more to say in the subject, but in other words, this is a very powerful word. The Rebbe said that the reason the Eibishter is waiting for the tefillah. Not you have to remind the Eibishter, in other words, but the
Eibishter,
So in that case, the whole question was, the money didn't talk, the Eibishter wants we should keep on asking.
Why? Because he wants to see that we're there. Yeah.
It's not practice. And that's what the Rebbe says, that if the Eibishter has bought it for now, then you can't say
three. Now, a person could say, this is the Rebbe, person, now here's, I want to finish off with this word. The Rebbe asks, the Sicha Parshas Masi Tov Shimem Dalet. It's a Birim Pirkei Yovis. The Mishnah says, I think it's Perek Beis, Aseir Etzayna Kirtzayna Chak, make your will as if it's your will, so that he should make your will like it's his will. The Rebbe asks a few questions, I don't have time to get into the questions. The Rebbe's like this. Aseir Etzayna, make his will, doesn't mean fulfill his will, create his will. Through tefillah, not only you draw down, Chassidus speaks through tefillah, you draw down one from one level to another level, right? You can say the same thing about Mashiach also, that Mashiach is already there, you have to draw him down, but this is more than that. Through tefillah, you create a new will, even something the Eibishter didn't want to do until now, so to say, you create a new will. So that the Rebbe says, L'moshel, it comes to galus. You have to create a will by the Eibishter, it should take you out of galus. But kirtzoin cha, you want to create his will, it has to be that's your will. You're not saying it because someone told you to scream about Masa. You're doing that's your will. When a person could say, how dare I mix in the Eibishter's ritzoinus? The Eibishter wants, he says no. Because the Eibishter's ritzon is really your ritzon. But you have to reveal, in a revealed way, the Eibishter's ritzon seems that he wants the galus. When you do shreis at Masa metanemus, you're megala that this is the real ritzon of the Eibishter. So a person could tie in, how do I tell the Eibishter what to do? No, that's the nekuda. The Eibishter wants you to bring that up. Anyway, fine. Dikir is solzayim bepoel mamish.